From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at armed Iranian patrol boats Sunday as they sped toward the American warship at the entrance to the Persian Gulf. A U.S. defense spokesman says the group of four fast-attack boats operated by the Iran Revolutionary Guard ignored multiple attempts to warn them away from the USS Mayan, including use of flares, a siren, flashing lights, and the ship's whistle. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
These types of actions are certainly concerning and certainly risk escalating tensions. And it is our view that we should look for ways to de-escalate tensions, not unnecessarily escalate them.
The Pentagon said radio communication with the Iranian vessels failed to slow them. Another similar incident involving warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast-attack boat approached two U.S. warships. West African leaders said they'll return to the Gambia Wednesday to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step aside when his mandate expires January 18th. President-elect Adama Barrow is set to take power following a December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh originally accepted the result of, but then reversed course, citing widespread errors and demanding a new election. Jeffrey Onyama, the Nigerian Foreign Affairs Secretary, said the leaders of Nigeria, Liberia, and Ghana will make the trip.
They agreed on their determination to resolve the Gambian political crisis in a manner that at every step of the way conforms with the constitution of the Gambia and respects the will of the people of Gambia.
A previous effort by the mediation by the West Africa bloc ECOWAS was spurned. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament has begun debate on proposed constitutional amendments that would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sweeping new powers. Stephen Zunis, regional analyst at the University of San Francisco, said Mr. Erdogan has been accumulating power for years.
This in many ways would just codify it and make it more constitutionally acceptable.
Critics warn if approved, the president, who has been in power for 14 years, including his prime minister, could become a de facto dictator and move the country away from democracy. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, in remarks to French media Monday, said he's prepared to negotiate everything at planned peace talks later this month in Kazakhstan. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said the Iran-Russia-Turkey-sponsored talks are not the best forum to achieve peace.
What needs to happen is what we've said all along needs to happen. And that's a UN-led process whereby the opposition and the regime begin to have a discussion about what a political transition can look like in Syria, a transition that incorporates the voice of the Syrian people, all of them.
The Kazakh talks remain in doubt, however, because opposition forces have not yet agreed to attend. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces made further advances Monday against Islamic State in Mosul, pushing the insurgents from another eastern neighborhood. Sunday, units of the Iraqi army reached the Tigris River that divides the city. UN envoy Espen Barth Ida said Monday the talks on reunifying the ethnically divided Mediterranean island of Cyprus have reached what he called a decisive moment. The next days could decide if a peace deal to end decades of division can be achieved.
If it succeeds, I think this is historic for the Cypriots. They have been trying for several generations to solve this problem of a divided island. But I also think it would send a very strong signal to a conflictive world, and a world and a region in which we see many wars and many things breaking apart.
The Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders have launched a week of consultations in Geneva. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Monday approved a law requiring an alternative plan for August's election if electronic voting systems fail. Kenya's last election outcome was disrupted by the opposition. Critics say manual voting could open the process to widespread fraud. A cold wave that has brought heavy snows and bitter cold to Central Europe has left more than two dozen dead, most of them in Poland, left thousands of travelers stranded, and brought a new form of misery to the homeless and migrants. Eight local fishermen from the Philippines were found shot to death, possibly by pirates linked to the Abu Sayyaf insurgency. President Barack Obama, who leaves office January 20th, is set to deliver his farewell address beginning at 2 hours Universal Time Wednesday. VOA will carry those remarks live. That's 2 hours Universal Time Wednesday for President Obama's farewell address. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.